consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a privilege it is to be able to come and bring to you the Word of God today. I don't know if you realize it, but this broadcast has been on the air for over 25 years in various formats and different places. And it's always a blessing to me and a privilege to me to be able to bring this program to you every week. And I hope that it's a blessing to you. Today we're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 8. We've been talking about revival, and we're going to continue talking about revival for the next couple of weeks. And if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this program, you can go back to the website at considerhisword.org, and all of the messages in this series will be there. And so you can go and check that out. While you're there, I'd love for you to click on the little link that says Contact Us and send us a note. Let us know where you're hearing the program today. You know, we've been sending out these little prayer journals, and we're beginning to get kind of low. We've been sending out quite a few of them, and I'd like to send one to you as well. They're absolutely free. These little prayer journals are just a little notebook that you can slip into your purse or into a pocket. It fits easily into a Bible case. I actually keep mine in the back of my little calendar. You can write down your prayer requests and keep track of when God answers prayer. And I'd love one to get one to you. You simply need to contact us. You can do it there through the website. Again, click on the little Contact Us link and just let us know where you're hearing the program. Send us an address. There's no charge. And listen, I am not going to flood your email box, or I'm not going to flood your mailbox with hundreds and hundreds of requests for money. I just don't do that. So contact us. You can do it through the website. You can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Most write to us through the regular mail. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. And I want to mention also that this broadcast is listener-supported. When you go to the website, you'll find a little button there that you can click on if you'd like to financially help us. And that would be such a great blessing, and we appreciate that so much. We do have several that support us every month, and we are thankful for that. We don't have any corporate sponsors or anything like that. It's just all supported by people who hear the program and want to be a blessing to us. We are very grateful. We're thankful for every gift of any amount, whatever it is. We are so thankful for that. In Nehemiah chapter 8, we see a revival that has broken out. Revival that comes from the, I believe, the prayer and preaching of the Word of God. Nehemiah prayed in chapter 1. You can go back and hear the messages about that prayer the last couple of weeks. But now I want us to move on to the actual event of what's going on. So I want to read Nehemiah chapter 8. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. We'll read through down about verse 8 or so. The Bible says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. For the men and women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. Beside him stood Mattaniah and Shema and Ananiah and Urijah and Hilkiah and Messiah on his right hand. And on his left hand, Pedaiah and Mishael, Milkiah and Hashem, Hashbanan, Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And Jeshua and Bani and Shabiah, Jamin, Akib, Shabbatiah, Hadajah, Messiah, Kalida, Ezra, Jozabad, Hannah, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law. And the people stood in their place. So they read in the book and the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. What a great meeting this must have been. And I want you to notice two things about it in particular today. First of all, I want you to notice the people. In verse 1, it says, And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spoke unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. The people gathered themselves together. Now, you know, I want you to remember that there is a difference between a revival meeting and a true revival. Well, down through the ages, we've had a lot of revival meetings with no revival. And the truth of it is that there's been many revivals without there ever being a revival meeting. You know, revival doesn't necessarily require that we do all of this promotion and send out flyers and send out notices and make announcements and all of these things. It could happen just from the preaching, I believe, of the Word of God, the preaching of the Scripture. And these people all gathered together. I remember we used to do all kinds of things to try to get people to come to meetings. Do you remember those? Oh boy, we had all kinds of things. You know, we had a thing called a pack-a-pew night, where it was up to you to try to fill up a pew, and they would assign a pew to different people, and they would try to fill it up. And then we had a night we called stand-up night. I remember I was probably 8 or 9 years old that I won stand-up night, went around. You know, the sad thing was we were supposed to be bringing people into church and people to come to the meeting, but many of these we just went around and asked the church people to come, and not so much people from outside, but it was people inside the church. Well, they needed revival too. Well, we'd have big meals, and then we would have, you know, special entertainment. We'd bring in singers to sing, and we'd bring in magicians. And I remember a time in maybe back in the 70s, early 70s especially, we would bring in karate experts, people to come in and do karate shows to try to draw a crowd. And, you know, a lot of these things would draw a crowd. Oh, there'd be giveaways and all kinds of things. But you don't see any of that here. In fact, I find it interesting that the Bible says that the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street. The people just came. And when they came with one purpose, and that was to hear the Word of God. When they came to Ezra, verse 1 says that they told Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which God had commanded to Israel. They came and they said, bring us the word. I got to tell you, there was a time here in our area where we'd have a revival meeting and we would sing for probably 45 minutes or an hour, maybe more. And it would just be group after group, person after person that would get up to sing. Then there would be some congregational songs. And honestly, by the time we got to the message, nobody cared anymore. And many of the people that were coming were not coming to hear the Word of God. They were coming for the food, which was great. And the fellowship was great. And they were coming for the entertainment, whatever that might be. But I want you to notice that in this meeting, there were none of those things. There was no big song service. There was no entertainment, as it were. There were no videos. There were no skits. There were no puppet shows. None of those things. The people came to hear the Word of God. Oh, how we need a thirst and hunger for the Word of God in our people today. You know, I believe revival is for our churches. And in many churches, the Word of God is no longer taught. The Word of God is no longer preached. They find all kinds of things. I saw the other day where a church was promoting that they were going to have a book review for their Sunday morning service. Can you imagine? They came for the hearing of the Word of God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I understand that even in this program, I try to preach the Word of God, and you can hear the preaching of the Word of God on the radio, and I'm thankful for that. Don't misunderstand me. You can go on the computer and find all kinds of messages and all kinds of teaching of the Word of God. It's all over the television where you can hear the Word of God. But I want you to notice that in Nehemiah, and I believe necessary for revival, the people gathered themselves together. They came together. They came to hear the Word of God. The Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." Is a gathering of people necessary for revival? I think if there's going to be revival in our churches, the answer to that question is yes. Do we need to gather specifically to have revival? I think the answer to that question is also yes. We need to come together and we need to seek God. As we studied last week, we need to seek God in prayer, asking Him to send a renewal and revival in our churches. We need to gather together to hear the preaching of the Word of God. And we're going to talk more about this preaching next week. And I hope you'll stay with us and hear those messages about the preaching of the Word of God and the result of that preaching. Our time is gone for the day. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.